This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. At a time of declining farm income, fuel and electricity costs are climbing once again. Unleaded gasoline averaged $3.54 a gallon nationally last week. That is up 14% from the start of the year. The national diesel price averaged $4. We will hear more from American Farm Bureau economist Betty Resnick about how farmers are dealing with increased input costs as planting season nears next.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty herbicide. Get superior post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
As planting season approaches, fuel and electricity prices are taking a toll on producers' pocketbooks. American Farm Bureau economist Betty Resnick says increasing fuel and power costs are a reality for producers this spring.
That does take a lot of fuel to do what we need to do. You also have things like the pit cost of electricity also impacts farmers a lot for their grain dryers, or if you're a high energy cost production like poultry production.
It's not just fuel prices that are on the rise, as the cost of electricity is also increasing, says Resnick.
Across the entire Midwest, electricity prices are up 5.5% year over year. And in the upper Midwest, that was even higher in like Minnesota and the Chicago area.
Wars overseas, OPEC production cuts, and U.S. refinery disruptions are blamed for higher gas and oil prices. Oil reached a six-month high last week on continuing fears of increasing Middle East turmoil. All of this comes as AFB's Resnick cites declining farm income.
We are projected to have lower incomes both year over year from last year, and it was also a decrease in income the year before, so 2 years of declines in incomes.
USDA forecast about a 25% drop in net farm income this year. Resnick says one positive is the declining natural gas prices, which are keeping ammonia and therefore fertilizer prices in check. Another plus is USDA REAP grants and loans to buy renewable or energy-saving systems. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.